You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, we want to hear what you serve at your Packer parties. You can share your tried and true tailgating recipes with us at 800-642-1234.
First, Packers games are a natural fit with beer and brats, but it turns out the food at Lambeau Field goes way beyond those Wisconsin basics with a new line of concession stand food.
And if you've ever had a craving for elk at a Packers game, well, you're in luck. Daniel Higgins tasted the new food items for the season. He's a food and drink reporter for USA Today Network Wisconsin. Dan, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me back.
So what is new and crazy and interesting at the Lambeau concession stands this year?
Well, I think you mentioned it right off. I think the one thing that probably most people are going to be like, elk, is probably the thing that most people are going to be like out there. I mean, a few years ago they had that horse collar and they had some crazier stuff. It doesn't seem like this year that they went quite that far. And even with the elk stroganoff, that is something they've actually had in their 1919 Kitchen and Tap, which is the restaurant inside Lambeau Field there that you can, you know, you can go there anytime. It's open like regular restaurant hours. And that's something that's been on their seasonal menu before. So just being able to get it in the concession stands is probably the newest probably thing that I'm thinking most people are going to be like, well, that's kind of interesting.
Well, in your piece on this, you talked to the executive chef at Lambeau Field, and that made me realize I didn't know there was an executive chef at Lambeau Field. Can you talk about the kind of challenge of doing that job?
Yeah, I mean, that's really something. Last year, actually, I spent a night following him around, and he actually I was worn out. I couldn't believe how much walking around he's doing around this whole building, solving all these problems as it goes along. In the off season, he leads a team of chefs. You know, they've got a few chefs that are there all the time. Plus, they got the staff at the 1919 Kitchen and Tap there. So yeah, I mean, it's, you know, full blown culinary arts, really thinking like a chef. And I think, yeah, sometimes people don't necessarily think of that. You think, well, they're just, you know, these are just brats and burgers and that's it. But there's a lot more behind the scenes that goes on, especially if you've ever been fortunate enough to get up in those club levels and see some of the food that they've got around there. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, they got like carrot cakes that are stacked three layers deep and turkey and all kinds of stuff.
Well, you also said it sounds like there are categories of food that get makeovers from season to season, and those include beer and brats and cheese and bacon. Can you tell us what kind of versions of these you saw this year?
This year, you know, they couple of different brat options this year that they brought out. What they did with the bratwurst, one was a basically took like a French dip, you know, like you would dip for, you know, carrots or whatever, and some crushed potato chips, and they have that over top as a topping on a brat. Not too bad. And then they also created this brandy old-fashioned bratwurst, which has like a brandy cherry chutney over the top of it.
How is that? That one struck me as one I'd want to try.
Yeah, for me too. That was one I was like, ooh, that sounds interesting, because I'm kind of used to like looking for the kind of the weird things on the menus when I go out to eat and trying them. It really, the contrast of that tart and the sweet with the bratwurst is really quite interesting. I don't know that it's necessarily something everybody's going to love, but for me, or for people who really like to find something a little bit different, I think that one kind of hits the mark in that regard.
Can you actually get a brandy old fashioned to go along with it in Lambeau?
At last year when they opened up the Wisconsin Supper Club stand or whatever that was, they were serving brandy old fashions there. I think they've got some premix in there. Again, this year, I haven't been actually in during a game, so I would have to, that's one thing, it's probably a question I should have asked. Where were you?
So I'm not so much for the brats. That one sounded intriguing. What I really care about is the cheese. What kind of offerings do we have for those of us who are cheese worshippers?
The cheese, the kind of the more interesting thing this year was that the bacon wrap pretzel that's stuffed with nacho cheese, basically. It's basically taking three things I think a lot of fans are going to love anyway. You know, you like dip, you know, if you've ever had soft pretzels and dip them in the nacho cheese, well, that's right in there. And then let's add a little bacon to really kind of kick things up. And that was probably the biggest cheese thing this year that they kind of revamped. They do, you know, with the bacon dilla, which was in essence a quesadilla, or quesadilla, I suppose, if you pronounce it the Napoleon Dynamite way. you know, there's some cheese in there with it, but yeah, this year it wasn't quite as extensive on the cheese makeovers as in some years.
Talking to Dan Higgins from USA Today Network, Wisconsin, looking at the new line of food at Lambeau Field. Dan, you tasted all this. They have a media tasting day. What is that actually out on the field, or how does that work when you show up to try the new line of food at Lambeau?
This year they actually had it in the Johnsonville tailgate, what they call it, village. I think they call it the tailgate village. I think that's the official name, which is that new structure. I don't know if anybody's been up to Lambeau. If you've been to Lambeau in the past, they've had like a tent in the parking lot there. They got rid of that, built this permanent structure there, so they actually have a full-functioning working kitchen in there now. That is open like about 4 hours before kickoff opens with the parking lot. So that's where they had the tasting actually this year for the event.
And it sounds like you've done a couple of these. You got a couple of these tastings under your belt. Looking back on previous years, is there anything that you'd pay money to have brought back that you really miss?
The one thing that I wish they could have either bring it back or have been able to get it out to the general concession area was they had basically a donut ice cream sandwich, which was they had this machine, and they would take two donuts and they would put one donut on. It was like a panini maker almost, you know, like sort of a sandwich press. So you put one donut on the bottom, scoop ice cream, put another donut on top, and you press it down with this machine. So you end up with like this warm, crusty donut around, crispy donut around this kind of still chilled ice cream in the middle.
Okay, you have to stop.
Yeah, I know.
Just kidding. Yeah, like, that sounds too good.
If there was one thing, I'm like, if you could figure out how to, but I understand with the timing and to turn that around in the concession line, it won't work. I mean, that's kind of the battle they're always in when they talk about these concessions is, you know, the turn time, because you can't have things people are ordering and it's going to take 2 minutes a person. Well, if you got 10 people in line and it's taking 2 minutes, well, it's 20 minutes gone just standing in line waiting for food. So,
oh, you had me a donut ice cream sandwich for sure.
Same here.
We can maybe try that at home on the like George Foreman grill or panini maker or something.
What are you talking about? We need to open our own donut sandwich ice cream thing franchise.
You know, sometimes the producers have spare time. They could be making those for us all.
I'm sure they're going to love that idea.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Yeah, that's probably the one thing I keep, like of everything I've ever had at these, that's the one that always comes back to me. That I'm like, oh, man, I go for another one of those.
That does sound good. What about this 1919 burger?
It's kind of interesting because we did kind of some of our favorite burgers around the state. We had some of the different reporters in our group. I asked them all, hey, give me burgers, and we put together a list. And the one I had chose that I wanted on there was actually the 1919 burger, which is a regular menu item, again, at the main menu, at the main restaurant there. And then they saw it on the concession, so it's now going to be available in the concession stands. I really like this. It's got this peppered bacon. They use fried sauerkraut, which actually, and I'm not the hugest sauerkraut fan, but when it's fried, it kind of mutes the flavor a little bit. And it just adds a nice little, so the flavors kind of come through, and there's this nice roasted pepper olay on it, and somehow it all comes together rather than like all these toppings overpowering the burger, which can happen a lot. I think people have fun with burgers, put a lot of toppings on, but then you lose the burger flavor, and somehow they found the right balance. I'll be curious to see, you know, how they, you know, trying to do that in the concession setting compared to the restaurant. But that's really a good burger.
We've been talking about items in the concessions and the restaurant and the club seat area. Is there anything interesting that they're walking around with? I can see the guy yelling beer here or brats. I can't see the guy yelling elk stroganoff. Get your elk stroganoff. But anything funky going around apart from the beer and brats and cotton candy?
They
kept it traditional in that one spot, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If somebody is lucky enough to be heading to Lambeau over the next few weeks, what is the one must-try item that you would recommend before we let you go?
Gosh, I guess it depends on who you are, but as long as you're not like a vegetarian or whatever, I would, you know, I would say that 1919 burger is worth trying if you like those kinds of things. Last year they had a jalapeno bratwurst, which I think they might still have that there. That's very good if you like that kind of stuff. Otherwise, you know, I think everybody kind of knows what they like. You know, I think the bacon wrap pretzel with the cheese is probably a safe bet too. If you're going to split that with a couple of friends, I mean, that's probably something a lot of people are going to agree that, yeah, this is going to taste great.
Do you think the chefs ever feel kind of hemmed in because, you know, this is Packers, it's Wisconsin, people want their beer and brats, and the chefs maybe want to make Alex Stroganoff? Is there a balance there between those?
Definitely. And I think they know, too, that they'll bring stuff out knowing full well that it might last the season and that's going to be it, and then they're going to have some fun again. I mean, I think this is where, beginning of the year like this, the off season is where they get to kind of have some creative fun, see how it goes, and they know. But they know, yeah, ultimately it's going to be the burgers, brats, hot dogs, beer, nachos, popcorn, all that stuff.
Yeah, it sounds like nobody's disappointed. Dan, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
That was Dan Higgins, writes about food and drink for USA Today Network Wisconsin. You can find a link to his piece about the best new food at Lambeau Field on the Ideas Network Facebook page.